space.
There comes a time when things are quiet, that your memory takes a stroll. It depends on how far back and where it stops as to, well, whether you crack a smile or maybe cause a tear to roll. But sometimes you're thinking you strike a gem of time and place back then, when circumstances brought about not one, but both of them. Well, so it was that night in June, or maybe it was July, as I stood beside a twisted wreck, and I wondered if she'd die. We'd got the call working west, toward the setting sun, and a backup was requested. Three car fatal, each bound on the number one. Well, I've never been superstitious. Not now, not then, and not before. But the glowing rays of that setting sun chilled me to the core. The scene was absolute chaos. It was bad, but I'd seen worse. I knew it wouldn't be my last, and it was surely not my first. But I couldn't shift this feeling. I could almost sense it in the air. Like a labour of expectancy, somehow I knew. I just knew that God was there. But it never formed a challenge to my thoughts or the task at hand, as the crystals of a breath test unit changed colour past the band. As the handcuffs tightened around his wrists, he coughed and began to cry. And a still voice whispered in me, God loves him. And I thought, well, only God knows why. I looked toward the ambos. They'd give it all they had to give. And their look of anguish told the story. Even they wondered if she'd live. But then the old man, he'd stopped to help her. He'd stayed with her all the way. He took her hand, he stroked her hair, bowed his head and began to pray. And as the tears tracked south across his face, in a lonely voice he'd plead, in the precious name of Jesus, dear God, meet her need. He raised his head, looked at me, smiled, winked and walked away. But he held his steps a moment. I heard him give a call to the one who sat in handcuffs, the one that caused it all. You, my friend. You raise your head and look me in the eye. But it's time that you learn to pray and make your first that she won't die. And then pray an opportunity of God to change your selfish ways. There will be no good behavior bonds when we meet on a coming day. I just stood and marvelled as the old man walked towards the road. I was taken back by his word, as loving as a caring friend, but the straightest I'd ever heard. And the ambo called for oxygen, and as I turned to pass the mask, I could see her eyes had opened. I didn't need to ask. So when mind and thought go walking back through memory's hall of fame, I smile a tear as a recall. I never knew his name. Was he an old reverend? Or maybe a doctor retired who knew the injuries received? Or was he just an old man with a faith in God, about the size of the mustard seed? Well, his heart and his words were shaped by God in the ways of love and care. And I don't know. But I often wonder just how often we have entertained angels unaware.